Good evening, and welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Tonight I watched Hoxen, which translates in its Danish, The Witch. In English, The Witches, released in the U.S. in 1968 as Witchcraft Through the Ages, is a 1922 silent horror essay film written and directed by Benjamin Christensen. Consisting partly of documentary-style storytelling, as well as dramatized narrative sequences. The film charts the historical roots and superstitions surrounding witchcraft, beginning in the Middle Ages through the 20th century. Based partly on Christensen's own study of Malus Malecrum, a 15th-century German guide for inquisitors, Hoxen proposes that such witch hunts may have stemmed from misunderstandings of mental or neurological disorders, triggering mass hysteria. Hoxen is a Swedish film produced by AB Svindit Frimdistri, but shot in Denmark from 1920 to 1921. With Christensen's meticulous recreation of medieval scenes and its lengthy production period, the film was the most expensive Scandinavian silent film ever made, costing nearly 2 million Swedish krona. Although it received some positive reception in Denmark and Sweden, censors in countries such as Germany, France, and the United States objected to what were considered at the time graphic depictions of torture, nudity, and sexual perversion, as well as anti-clericalism. And this is where we enter the modern era. In 1968, Metro Pictures Corporation re-edited and re-released Hoxen in the U.S. under the title Witchcraft Through the Ages. This version includes an English language narration by William S. Burroughs. The original Swedish language version of Hoxen has undergone three restorations by Swedish Film Institute, carried out in 1976, in 2007, and 2012, respectively. Since its initial release, Hoxen has received praise for its combination of documentary style and narrative storytelling, as well as its visual imagery, and has been called Christensen's masterpiece. So it was originally released in September of 1922, 99 years ago. It's told in seven parts. First of all, watching it from a filmmaking standpoint, the outer stories are in black and white, and then the inner stories that take place inside are in sepia tone. It's mainly about mass hysteria and what the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, really were about: misunderstandings, hallucinations. As someone myself, certain substances and certain plants that I've witnessed, you do hallucinate, and you do, yeah. So, and there's often been talk that the Salem witch trials really were about these very toxic plants that they were eating and ingesting. Okay. This also can be taken to the Crucible, which really is based on McCarthyism. Who's a communist and who's not a communist? Yeah. The very famous play. I had a moment I was thinking of it. I haven't watched The Crucible in such a long time. Which was based off playwright Arthur Miller, because he himself had seen the horrors of McCarthyism. In fact, the director of East of Eden and many films, named names, so much so that in 1999, this filmmaker received an honorary Oscar, and several people did not stand because he named names, and that was Ilya Kazan. Yeah, he named names. But then some people would argue, well, he would have ruined his career had he not named names. Now back to Hoxen. Part 1. A scholarly dissertation of the appearances of demons and witches in primitive and medieval culture. And then the second segment is vignettes and theatrical demonstrated medieval superstitions. The third is the Middle Ages dramatized. These characters, the hysteria, the witches, the Sabbath. And parts 6 and 7 are the final segments of the film. Seek to tell these misunderstandings of hysteria and how the elderly and women and those who are different and mentally incapable are accused of witchcraft, are accused of being devil worshippers. And what's interesting is this takes me back to, I remember watching an interview with Max von Sydow, The Exorcist, and one of my personal favorites, The Seventh Seal. And when they were making The Exorcist, he talked about how in Scandinavian culture, they see the devil really as this silly prankster. They don't see him as this demonic evil force. And the music within Oxen is very playful. It's very jovial. And to watch the film, it looks like they're all having really fun making it. But at the same time, it is a documentary type of work. The film also takes its imagery from The Witch's Sabbath by Hans Blomdrug, a woodcut from 1508. The film makes use of a number of special effect techniques in its depictions of the occult, including poverty, stop-motion animation. Various demons are portrayed by actors wearing special effects makeup. Superimposition is used to depict witches flying over villages and having out-of-body experiences. So it's juxtaposition. In their sleep, in reverse motion is used one sequence to make coins appear to fly from a table into the air. Yeah. This is an amazing film. I'm going to play a clip for you where William S. Burroughs is narrating the 1968 version. William S. Burroughs, very famous for writing Naked Lunch and Cities of the Red Night. And if we can go over to here, very, very distinct voice. Here we go.
Show a greedy witch obtaining milk by squeezing an axe handle, whilst another old biddy has maliciously cast a spell on a man's shoes. It was the witch's custom to hold counsel among themselves. Then they hastened to bewitch a cow, so it would yield no more milk. Here, a sorcerer and a witch set fire to a village with a magic spell. Witches were also believed capable of healing the sick with powders and magic brews. When the witch celebrated the Sabbath at night with the demons, she was stark naked. Women who wanted to take part in these ceremonies made secret visits to the witches, where the old hags rubbed their backs with magic ointment. Thanks to this procedure, they could fly to the Sabbath on broomsticks. At the Sabbath, their first duty was to profane the sacred symbol of the cross. Satan gives each participant a special name. Next, a solemn feast takes place. Decaying corpses from the gallows usually made up the main course. All the witches had to show their respect for Satan by kissing his ass. After an erotic caper with the demons, these women of the damned return home at first cockcrow. Famous engravings from the Middle Ages and the Renaissance show you how.
And that's really funny, William S. Burroughs saying it the only way he can, which is kissing the devil's ass. Okay. Something sounds like he would have written out of Naked Lunch. And of course, if you notice the jazzy beatnik score, it's interesting. It's interesting this 99-year-old film is available to watch on HBO Max. I first caught wind of it talking to George Strombolopoulos, who had recommended The Devils to me, that I watched that, and we discussed it. And as you can, as from watching this, I can see this is where The Devils kind of gets its ideas from. Oxen is available on HBO Max, Vudu, Amazon Prime Video, Apple TV. So yeah, there is a connection, I believe. Because upon watching it, you're watching all this hysteria. And it just reminded me of Ken Russell's The Devils, which is similar. That takes place during the plague, Dark Ages, Middle Ages. I encourage my audience to watch this. I'm going to start recommending films that I myself have not watched or dived into. But this is it's fascinating. I want to thank George for telling me to watch this. Good taste in music and great taste in film. Because this is thought-provoking. And that's exactly what we should all be watching, is something that provokes thought. It is available on the Criterion Collection with the William S. Burroughs commentary available. Oxen. Let's make sure that I'm saying it right. Hoxen. Released September 18th, 1922. The original running time, restoration running time, 105 minutes. 1968 version, 74 minutes. Is a silent film with Swedish subtitles. And now we have English subtitles on it. So Hoxen is available. Watch it. It provokes you. It is part documentary, part dramatization, reenactment. I think we've seen that on Drunk History. There's a lot of hilarity to it in terms of the ridiculousness of these priests who are accusing these women and trying to lure them to confess. Well, there's nothing really to confess. These women are suffering from hysteria. But when you throw religion into the mix, and how religion misguides and misinterprets things across the board, and I would compare this totally to Ken Russell's The Devils, because it's the same aspect ratio, and it is told in such a searing physical format. I would definitely watch it again just to restudy the things that I missed. So that's the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast in time for Halloween. Hoxen, 1922 silent film, directed by Benjamin Christensen. Benjamin Christensen, who also played The Devil, was a Danish film director, screenwriter, and actor. Died at the age of 79 in 1959. Let's make sure that I am saying his name right, so that we can pay homage to Benjamin Christensen. I think I'm saying it right. Christensen. Well, as always, unpleasant dreams. Go out and watch Hoxen.